This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As fighting continues in Sudan, U.S. President Joe Biden said late Saturday that the U.S. military evacuation of U.S. Embassy personnel in Sudan has been completed as he called for an end to what he called the unconscionable violence. Biden thanked the U.S. troops who carried out the missions to extract American staffers as Washington shuttered the U.S. mission in Khartoum indefinitely. The staffers were airlifted to an undisclosed location in Ethiopia, according to two U.S. officials. U.S. troops carried out the operation as fighting between two armed Sudanese rivals, which has left more than 400 dead, put the nation at risk of collapse and could have consequences far beyond its borders. It moved into a second week. As war rages on between Russia and Ukraine on the front lines, a new war of technology has been born, with both sides hoping for an advantage with drones and satellites. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The two sides have kept pace with one another so far. Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation, Mykhailo Fedorov, told the AP he was confident Ukraine could out-motivate Russia. Fedorov explains how crucial technology was for both sides in order to stay ahead in the war. Technologies allow traditional and modern artillery to be more accurate, and they help save the lives of our soldiers. He acknowledged that Russia was also aware of the importance of technology on the battlefield and was actively developing and improving its own. He said the Ukrainian government was planning investments in new technology projects to encourage further competition and innovation. I'm Karen Chamas.
17 apartment buildings were evacuated Saturday in a Russian city near Ukrainian border after an explosive device was found at the site where a bomb accidentally dropped by a Russian warplane caused a powerful blast this week, according to authorities there. There's more at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A judge in Mexico has ordered the immigration director of the northern border state of Chihuahua to stand trial on charges of homicide, injuries, and failure to perform his duties for a deadly fire at a migrant detention center. VOA's Marissa Melton gives us more details.
The judge ordered Salvador Gonzalez held in prison pending trial. Gonzalez is a retired Navy Rear Admiral. Judge Juan Jose Chavez says there's evidence that Gonzalez failed to do his duty to protect the migrants. 40 migrants died in the March 27th fire in the border city of Ciudad Juarez after a migrant allegedly set fire to foam mattresses to protest a supposed transfer. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
10 civilians and 3 soldiers were killed and 88 insurgents neutralized in multiple incidents across Mali Saturday. That's according to the government, and a wave of bloodshed it described as a resurgence of terrorist incidents. The government said in a statement that early Saturday morning, suspected insurgents attacked the airport area in the central Mopti region. It said they detonated car bombs that killed 10 civilians and injured 61 others. The blast destroyed some houses in the airport's surrounding area, which is home to the Malian military camp. On this Earth Day weekend, many Americans say that they have experienced some extreme weather event that can be linked to climate change, but most say that they're not motivated to take action. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains why they feel that way.
Overall, about 80% of U.S. adults say they've personally felt the effects of extreme weather, like extreme heat or drought. But according to an Associated Press NORC Center poll, half the respondents have spoken with family or friends about climate change, but only a small number feel motivated or hopeful about things changing. President Biden addressed that Friday.
Will we step up to our ambitions? Will we stand together to meet the great challenges we have? Will we preserve our planet for future generations?
One poll respondent, a truck driver from New York who's a Republican, says he doesn't talk about climate change with others because the conversation seems dominated by extreme views on both sides. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police enforced a curfew in a community on the southern fringes of Jamaica Saturday after gunmen fired on people boarding a public minibus, wounding 7, including 3 children. The Jamaica Constabulary Force gave no information on the conditions of the wounded from the brazen attack, which occurred mid-afternoon Friday in Seaview Gardens, which is a poor area of Kingston. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.